In verses 13 to 27, we have the great altar and its service.
在十三到二十七节，我们看见那个大的祭坛和那里的侍奉。
We will not read the whole section, but just the first verses of that section.
我们不能前段就读，我们只看前面的几节。
And these are the measures of the altar by cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a hand breadth. The bottom shall be a cubit, the breadth a cubit, the border thereof by the edge thereof round about a span, and this shall be the base of the altar.
以下两祭坛是一轴为都，这轴是一轴连一段。第一座高一轴，边宽一轴，四围七边高一丈，这是坛的座。
Then we are given more particulars about the measurement and the ministry.
然后下面就是详细的告诉我们那个坛的尺寸和在哪里的侍奉。
We all understand that the altar in the Old Testament is always a type of the cross.
我们都知道在旧约里的祭坛总是十字架的一个预表。
This altar is the place of the whole burnt offering.
这一个祭坛就是一切献燔祭的地方。
This correspondsTo Hebrews chapter 11.
这就和以斯帖希伯来第十一章相符合。
Where the Lord Jesus is likened to the whole burnt offering.
在哪里是把主耶稣比作一个燔祭。
So we are going this morning to think about the centrality and the universality of the cross.
是今天早晨我们需要来看十字架的中心性和它的普及性。
Now we have seen that the whole area of the temple was square.
我们已经看见那个圣殿的面积是方的。
If we draw diagonal lines from each corner,
若是我们画两条的斜线
，those lines meet at the place where the great altar was。
那两条斜线呢，打岔的地方就是祭坛是在的那个中心点。
The central place in the whole area was the altar。
在整个圣殿的面积的中心点就是祭坛的所在地。
You will recognize that this is different from the tabernacle in the wilderness.
要看见这个和在旷野里的帐幕有不同。
The core of the tabernacle was not square.
帐幕的那个外院不是方的。
And the altar of burnt offering was right at the gate.
那个帐幕里面的祭坛呢，是在那个外院的外门口那里。
But in this temple, the altar is right in the center of a square.
可是以斯帖里头这个圣殿呢，那个祭坛就在那个四方的面积的当中。
It is important to realize that.
这是需要我们记牢的。
All the lines meet in the altar.
所有的那两个斜线呢，就是在祭坛那里打岔。
And all the lines go out from the altar.
并且也都是从祭坛那里出去的。
The central place of everything is the altar.
一切事情的中心就是那个祭坛。
This represents the temple.
这就那个四方代表那个圣殿。
I would like you to know that this is not drawn to scale.
这不是用这个尺八的啊。
Probably my temple is bigger than the actual temple was.
它不是比你说话的，它这个圣殿它说话的也许比那个实际的更大一点。
But I only put it there to show you the position.
我就是放在这里给大家看那个位置。
The actual temple was there.
那个实际的圣殿是在哪里？
This is the whole temple area.
那是整个圣殿是占领那个面积。
And the central place of all is the altar.
那一切面积的中心点就是那个圣殿。
The altar governed everything.
我说不是那个圣殿，那个祭坛，祭坛就支配管制一切。
It governed everything as to the house.
它是管制那个殿的一切事情。
That is all that was actually in the temple was governed by the altar.
一切在那个实际都在殿里的，都是由这个祭坛来支配。
It governed all that was immediately around the house.
也支配一切那个圣殿周围的事。
If you had a plan of this whole house,
若是我们有一张这个圣殿全部的图画，
with the different courts and the whole area,
也画出那些不同的院域来，还整个是占的地方，
you would see that all the chambers of the priests were around the house.
你能看见呢，祭司们所住的那些个房间都在这个周围。
And the places where the offerings were prepared were all round.
也有一些个地方是预备祭物的，那些房间也都在周围。
Everything was gathered round the house.
这一些地方都是围绕着那个圣殿的。
But everything in the house and in the whole area was governed by the altar.
一切关乎圣殿的事，还有圣殿周围的一切事，都是由这个祭坛来支配。
And then all the ministry of the house was governed by the altar.
一切在那个圣殿中的侍奉工作也都是由这个祭坛来支配。
We could say that there was no ministry that was not related to the altar.
我们可以说，若不和那个祭坛有关联，就没有什么侍奉的工作。
And then beyond the house and beyond the immediate area, right out to the whole land, everything was governed by the altar.
在那个祭坛之外，甚至在那个祭坛是占领那块地之外，一切都是受那个祭，我是说在那个圣殿之外，那个圣殿是占领面积之外，一切都受那个祭坛的支配。
We shall see that when we see that the river which came down through the whole land came by way of the altar.
我们等一等就会看见那一条河流出来的时候，流到全地，乃是经过祭坛那里流出去。
But we turn inside first.
我们先要转回头看这个里面。
Here we have a very important and vital truth.
我们在这里看见一件非常重要而直生死的真理。
When the cross is in its place with its full measure, everything else will be in order, and everything else will be given its meaning and its value.
当那个祭坛和他的那个尺度在正当地位的时候，得到地位的时候，那么一切的事就有了它的秩序，也有了它的意义。
I feel that I cannot say this too strongly.
我怕我不能把这个说得太强太重。
We are so often concerned about the outside things.
我们是常常注意这个外面的事。
About the order of the house of the Lord.
对于这个圣殿里头那些秩序制度的事。
About the ministry of the house of the Lord.
对于那个神圣殿里的侍奉的事。
About the people who are related to the house of the Lord.
对于和圣殿有关联的那帮人。
We are always beginning on the outside.
我们总是从外边开始。
We are trying to set up an order of the house of God.
我们总是想要为着神的殿来立一些个制度。
We are trying to put the people of the house right.
我们总想要再把圣殿里的人弄对了。
We are very much concerned about the ministers and the ministries.
我们相当的关心那些侍奉的人和他们侍奉的工作。
But if the cross was really in its place with its full dimensions, all those things would see to themselves.
若是这个十字架和它的尺度完全是得到地位了，那么一切的事就正常了。
The people would be right if the cross was in its place.
若是十字架得到地位，人侍奉的人就对了。
The ministries would be living if the cross was in its place.
若是十字架是得到地位，那个侍奉定会是活的。
The order of the house would be right if the cross was in its place.
若是十字架是在它的地位上，那个圣殿里的一切的次序制度都对了。
It just does work that way.
就是这样才能够有功效。
If the cross is right at the center in full measure,
若是十字架是丰丰满满的在它那个中心的地方
，and note that it is a large altar,
要注意这是很大的祭坛
，then everything else will come into its right place and into a living relationship.
若是这样，一切的事都对了，并且彼此相关联，也是活的。
Although it is not said so here, I think we are right in concluding that this altar was of brass.
虽然这里没有这样说，但我们可以有一个结论是对的，这个祭坛也是铜造的。
The altar in the tabernacle was of brass.
在会幕那里的祭坛是铜的。
The altar in Solomon's temple was of brass.
所罗门圣殿那里的祭坛也是铜的。
And I think we can assume that this altar was of brass.
我想我们可以断定这里的祭坛也是铜的。
We have already met brass.
我们已经说过这个坛铜了。
We have met brass in the man in the gate.
我们看见在门口那里那个测量的人是铜的
and we have said that with his reed he measured everything according to what he was
我们曾说过他用那个杆量一切照着他自己的性质
brass is the type of the righteous judgments of God
铜就是神的公义审判的一个表号
This great altar represents the fullness of the righteous judgments of God.
这一个大的祭坛，铜祭坛，就是所托神那个丰满的公义的审判。
This altar of brass is measured by the man of brass.
这一个铜祭坛是由那个铜的人来量的。
So that this altar represents God's thoughts in judgment
所以这一个祭坛就说出神那个审判的观念
In this altar of whole burnt offering the one unrighteous man is completely removed
在这一个燔祭坛的铜坛这里那个不义的人完全除掉了
That altar of brass sees one man brought to ashes
在这个铜祭坛这里看见有一个人已经变成灰了
The ashes were taken from this altar and emptied onto the ground at the side of the altar
那些灰从祭坛上倒下去倒在祭坛的旁边
That is a picture of God's mind about the unrighteous or the natural man
这就是一幅图画给我们看见神是如何对待这个不义的人或者说那个天然的人
He is consumed in the fire of God's judgment
这一个天然的人是在神那个公义的审判之下被消灭
He is reduced to ashes
给神对付得成为灰了
And he is poured out on the ground
并且这个灰也倒到地上去了
That is God's mind aboutThe natural man.
这是神对于这个天然人的一种观念。
On the other side, it is only the righteous man that can stand here in the presence of this altar.
另一面，只有那个义人才能站在这个祭坛的跟前。
Of course, those are the two sides of the person and work of the Lord Jesus.
虽然这些就是主耶稣他那个身位和工作的两面。
On the one side, he was made sin for us.
在这一面他为我们成为罪。
And in that capacity, he was wholly consumed and brought to ashes.
在这一个范围里头，他完全被消灭而成为灰。
When he cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It was the cry of the ashes.
当他在那里呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？那就是那个灰的呼喊。
He had been brought to ashes and poured out on the ground.
他在那里已经被变成灰，又倒在地上了。
But then there was the other side of the cross.
还有这个十字架的另一面。
He knew no sin.
在这里他是不知道罪的。
In himself there was no unrighteousness.
在他是没有不义。
And therefore he can go through the altar.
所以他能经过这个祭坛。
He can live after the fire.
经过火他还能活着。
Thou wilt not suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
你不让你的圣者见朽坏。
Because in himself there was no sin, he could not be holden of death.
他因为自己是没有罪的，所以就不能被死拘禁。
His own nature could overcome all the righteous judgments of God.
他那个性质、性格能完全胜过了神公义的审判。
This is the meaning of the great altar.
这就是这个大的祭坛的意义。
One man is brought to an end.
有一个人了结了。
And another man stands in his place.
另一个人还在他的地位上站得住。
Everything has been judged at the altar.
在祭坛这里一切都受到审判。
Everything is judged in the cross.
一切都在十字架这里受了审判。
We have been judged in the cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们是在主耶稣的十字架上受了审判。
And in our own selves, we have been brought to an end.
就我们自己来说，我们已经了结了。
Everything of the natural has been judged and brought to an end in the cross of the Lord Jesus.
所有天然的东西都在主耶稣十字架那里受了审判而了结了。
It is a very important thing to recognize that.
这是很重要的一件事，能记牢这点。
You see, that makes anything possible.
这能使任何的事都有可能。
That is why I have said that if the cross is in its place, everything else will be right.
这就是我说过的，若是世界得到地位，什么事都对的。
The house will be right.
那个殿要对。
That is, the church will be right.
那就是说教会就对了。
The ministry will be right.
那个执事要对。
The order will be right.
那个秩序也对。
You will not have to go to work to try and bring about a right order.
你不必用功去带出一个秩序来。
It spontaneously comes out of the work of the cross.
乃是从十字架的工作里自然产生出一个对的秩序来。
I do hope that you're writing that in your mind.
我的确盼望你们能在脑子里记住这一点。
You may meet disorders in the house of God.
你可以是神的殿里的，神的家里头有了不合秩序的事。
You may meet the natural man in the house of God.
你可能在神的殿里，神的家里碰到这个天然的人。
You may meet conditions which are all wrong in the house of God.
你可能在神的殿里碰到一种光景是完全错误。
How are you going to deal with them?
那你怎样对付这些事？
You can only deal with them by the principle of the cross.
你只能借着十字架原则来对付这一切。
You cannot deal with the people themselves.
你不能光对付那些个人他们自己。
You cannot deal with the things themselves.
你也不能光对付那些事情。
But if only you can bring the cross into that situation, you have solved the whole problem.
只要你能把十字架带到那个地面里头，那么整个问题就解决了。
I remember many years ago, I was speaking in America.
我记得多年前，我是在美国那里参讲道。
And I was asked to go and speak to the teachers of a great Sunday school.
是人请我对一个周日学的教师们讲。
You may know that in America, Sunday school does not mean little children.
我们要知道在美国这个周日学不光是对小孩子。
Sunday school means adults just as much as little children.
在美国周日学是为小孩子也是为大人。
And this was one of the biggest Sunday schools in America.
这是一个在美国最大的主日学了。
It was in one of the most famous churches in America.
也是在美国一个很有名的教会中。
They had everything that you could think of.
他们有我们所能想到的一切。
Right in the center of the great Sunday school building, there was a pond and a fountain and goldfish.
在那个中日学那个地方那个中心点有很大的一个池子里头有水也有金鱼
Up at the back of the great building was a wonderful pipe organ
在那个那个堂的后面有很大的一个电动的风琴
And then there was an echo organ
那还有一个就是那个反应的那个
there was a chime of bells attached to the organ
还有一个铃铛在那个风琴上
And I could go on describing this wonderful Sunday school
他说我可能说很多很多的事描写这个很好的周日学
The superintendent of that Sunday school asked me to go out to lunch with him
校长就请我去和他吃中饭
This was before I was to speak to all the teachers
这是在讲话之前的事
At the lunch table he told me a very terrible story
在吃饭的时候他告诉我一件很可怕的事
He said Mr. Sparks I want your help
他说斯伯克先生我请你帮忙
I have a great problem in this Sunday school
在这个周日学我有一个很大的问题
I cannot get my teachers to study the Bible and teach the Bible.
我不能够使我的那些教员们读经也教圣经。
They bring anything along to the Sunday school and read it to the classes.
他们把什么东西都带到这个主日学班来了，就读给那学生们听。
Any book that has anything of religion in it,They bring that and read that as their lesson to the class.
凡是宗教的书，也不管你讲什么东西，他就带来了，读给那些学生们听。
They are worldly people.
他们是一般属世界的人。
They will not come to a prayer meeting.
他们也不来赴这个祷告的机会。
And I cannot do anything with them.
我在他们身上没有办法。
I dare not say anything or they would resign.
我也不敢说什么话，若是说了，他们就辞职了。
What am I to do?
你想我怎么办法?
Will you please give me the solution to my problem?
盼望你对我这个问题有一点帮助解答一下。
I said, yes, I think I've got the solution.
他说我想我有这个解决的办法。
So I took my Bible.
我就拿起我的圣经来。
And I opened it at Romans 6.
那我就打开主罗马第六章。
Now everybody here knows Romans 6.
每一个人在座的都知道罗马六章
And I went through Romans 6 with him
我就和他一同读了罗马六章
And I said What you need to do is to speak to these teachers about their identification with Christ in death and burial and resurrection
我说你所需要的就是要讲给那些教员们听他们如何与基督同死同活同葬同活而与基督连结了
In other words you must make them see the meaning of the cross
换一句话说你必须使他们知道这个十字架的意义
And I spoke to him about the meaning of union with Christ
我也对他讲了与基督联合或者连结的意义
That is the real meaning of the cross
这就是那个十字架真实的意义
And as I spoke to him about that,
当我对他讲这件事的时候
I saw the light coming into his face.
我看见他面上放光了。
He said, Mr. Sparks, you have solved my problem.
他说，斯伯格先生，你的确是解决了我的难题。
You have put your finger on the key to the whole situation.
你是把整个局面的那个所有给我点出来了。
I myself have never seen that before.
我从前自己从来没有想到这一点。
Therefore, in my teacher training classes, I have never said anything like that.
所以在我那些教师的那训练班上，我从来没有讲这样的事。
I believe if I go back to my teacher training classes with that message, it may solve my problem.
我信，我若是再回到我那个教员的训练班上讲这个信息，那么整个的问题就会解决了。
Well, I went to the teachers that afternoon.
那个下午我就去到那些教员们那里。
You can be sure that I felt the Lord had given me my message.
你能够知道，我觉得主已经把要我讲的给我了。
And I spoke to them about the cross.
我就对他们讲这个十字架的事。
I was very surprised to see how attentive they were.
我非常的惊奇，他们是何等的读一听。
They all opened their eyes and followed every word that I said.
他们一直开着眼睛跟着我听我讲。
They had never seen it before.
从前他们没有这种光景。
I do not know what permanent effect it had upon them.
我不知道那篇信息在他们身上有什么样一个恒久的果效。
I never heard of what happened afterward.
那个以后我也没有听见有什么事发生。
I had to go away.
我就离开了。
But there's no doubt about it that the cross made an impression that day.
但是是无疑的，十字架在那一天在他们里头相当的有感动。
And at least one man saw that it would solve all the problems if only they realized it.
最少有一个人看见，若是他们认识十字架，那一切的问题就解决了。
If only the cross had its place, all the other problems would be solved.
只要十字架得到地位，那一切问题都解决了。
It is like that.
就是这种光景。
We do not start from the outside.
我们不是从外边来开始解决。
We do not start with the people.
我们不是要来对付那些人。
We do not start with the order of the Lord's house.
我们也不是开始来整理那些秩序。
We do not start with the ministry.
我们也不是开始对付那个执事。
We start with the cross.
我们是从十字架这里开始。
And if only people see the cross,Everything else would put itself right.
只要人看见了十字架，其他的事是自然就可以的。
Everything is judged by the cross.
一切都是受十字架的审判。
Now I'm going to indicate something to you that I shall not be able to follow through.
我现在要指给你们看一点东西，是我不能一直讲下去的。
If Brother Wei would just put his fingers in his ears for a minute,
若是魏弟兄，请魏弟兄把他的耳朵捂起来呀。
And a few other people,
还有几位恐怕是香港来的啊，没有捂起来。
I would tell you that I think this is what the Lord is saying to me for Hong Kong next week.
我想这就是我下一个礼拜要对香港讲的话。
So if you want to hear it all, you must all come to Hong Kong next week.
若是你们要听这些呢，下个礼拜都到香港去听。
But I just give you the outline.
我现在只给你们这个纲要。
The letter to the Romans is the message of the cross in its full measure.
罗马书乃是讲到这个十字架的信息，而是完全讲的完满。
In that letter to the Romans, you see the great measurement of the cross.
我们在罗马书里头看见那个十字架完全的一个尺度。
There, the cross comprehends all things.
在哪里给我们看见十字架包括一切。
It brings the whole race in Adam to an end.
那个十字架就把整个亚当的族类结束了，了解了。
And it begins an entirely new race in Christ risen.
他也就在基督这个复活的基督里，又开始了一个新的族类。
It is very impressive that the first of these letters should put the cross there in its full measurement.
那些书信，新约的书信， 在同一本里头能把十字架这样的丰满地摆在哪里，这是一件非常有意义的事。
You all know that the letter to the Romans was not the first letter written by Paul.
我们都知道罗马书不是保罗所写的第一封书信，这是按照历史说。
But the Holy Spirit has put it first in the arrangement.
但是圣灵在安排圣经的时候却把它摆作书信的第一本。
I think the Holy Spirit had something to do with the arrangement of the books in the New Testament.
我想圣灵在安排新约这个圣经次序的时候，他有他的意思。
And in his sovereign arrangement of this book, he has put the altar in its fullness right at the beginning.
在圣灵那个主宰安排新约的次序的事上，圣灵是把这个十字架这个祭坛安排在这里，是非常有意义。
Well, of course, you have to recall all that you know about the letter to the Romans to see that.
自然这需要你好好地想起罗马书的内容，你才能看清楚这一点。
In the first letter to the Corinthians, the cross is applied to the natural and the carnal man inside the church.
在哥林多前书里头是把十字架应用在教会里头，那是属天人所学习的人身上。
The natural and the carnal man has come in where he has no right to be.
亲人学习的人已经偷偷地跑到教会里来，是他们没有地位的一个地方。
This unrighteous man has slipped in through the gate.
就是这一个不义人，他偷偷地跑进这个大门来了。
And so,the apostle brings Christ crucified over against the natural and the carnal man.
所以使徒就把钉十字架的基督拿来对付这个天然的人。
The cross in 1 Corinthians has to do with that man not outside the church as in Romans but inside the church.
十字架是应用到哥林多前书来对付不是教会之外的天然人，乃是教会里面的是天然人。
The second letter to the Corinthians sets the cross in relation to ministry.
哥林多后书给我们看见十字架对付那个执事的问题。
That letter shows us that ministry flows out of a broken and a humbled vessel.
那一本书给我们看见一个执事是从一个破碎而谦卑的器皿流通出来的。
I can only say these things and leave the full explanation.
我只能说这是纲目，不能说那是解释。
The letter to the Galatians,
还有加拉太书。
In that letter, the cross is brought down uponmaking Christianity into another legal system and bringing Christians into bondage.
加拉太书是给我们看见十字架对付一种光景，就是使基督教成为一个组织的，而使基督徒受到捆绑，十字架的对付这种光景。
How strong the apostle is in that letter.
在这一卷书里头，使徒是何等的刚强。
But see how he uses the cross.
你要注意他如何用十字架。
He uses the cross tremendously against that effort to make Christianity into a legal system.
他非常强有力的用十字架来对付那种的能力，那种努力要使基督教变成一个组织的东西，律法的东西。
And to bring believers into bondage again.
那一种力量也是要把信徒带到奴隶的捆绑之下。
In the letter to the Ephesians,
在以弗所书里边，
the work of the cross is to put the church on heavenly ground.
十字架的工作在以弗所书里头是要把教会摆在那个属天的地位上。
The cross in Ephesians completely cuts the church off from all earthly ground.
在以弗所书里的十字架是把教会完全地上的那个根基给隔断了，
put,
地上的连接隔断了。
It puts the church outside of time.
把这个教会十字架把教会完全摆在时间之外。
It puts the church outside of the world.
也把教会摆在时间之外。
The letter to the Philippians,
菲利比书，
The cross in Philippians is applied to that which is spoiling the harmony of the Lord's people.
在腓立比书里头，十字架就破坏了那些使神子民不能和谐的事物。
There is a painful dislocation inside the church.
在教会中有很痛苦的那个不正常的光景。
There is a spot where things are unhappy.
在哪里有好多的点都给我们看见那个里头不愉快。
That is because of personal interest.And pride.
那是因着大家的顾到个人的意图，也有了骄傲。
Some people will not let go their personal interest.
有的人不肯放弃牺牲他们的利益。
Some people will not let go their pride.
有的人不肯谦卑。
They have been offended.
这样子就有的人就被人得罪了。
And they are not going to forgive.
他也不肯饶恕，得罪而不肯饶恕。
So the apostle brings the cross in there over against this discord and dislocation.
所以使徒就把十字架带到这里，对付这是不和谐，这是不妥当。
And he points out that if only the cross were in those lives, everything would be put right.
他指出来给他们看见，只要十字架有地位，那一切的事都解决了。
A letter to the Colossians,
加哥罗西书
This letter shows that the cross delivers from all false spirituality.
这一本书给我们看见，实际上拯救我们脱离一切虚假的属灵。
The cross sets aside all that is mere mysticism.
实际上是把一切那些奥秘的理想奥秘的东西摆在一边。
And everything that would make Christ less than he is.
也是对付了一切是基督小于他该是的那些东西。
The letters to the Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦书
Here the cross is the strength for suffering.
在这里是给我们看见世界乃是受苦的能力
and inspiration unto the coming of the Lord
也是一种叫我们等候主来的感动力
there may not be much said about the cross actually
实际表面看来那里没有多少提到十字架
but the principle of these letters is the principle of the cross
但那两本书的原则还是十字架的原则
The people were suffering for Christ's sake.
那时候信徒是为着基督的缘故受苦。
They were suffering the loss of all things.
他们受苦到一个地步，一切都丧失了。
And they had thought that the Lord would have come to deliver them.
他们想主在那时候就会回来拯救他们。
And the Lord is delaying his coming.
可是主再来是迟延的。
So the apostle tells them,that their sufferings will issue in the coming of the Lord and glory.
所以使徒就告诉他们说他们为基督受苦会有一个结果到主再来的时候得着荣耀。
These sufferings are sufferings with Christ.
这些个受苦乃是和基督一同受苦。
They are sufferings for Christ's sake.
他们也是为着基督的缘故而受苦。
It is fellowship in the cross.
这是在上面和基督已同有交通
But the sufferings issued in the glory
但是这一切受苦结果是得荣耀
The Lord is coming
主耶稣要再来
And then it will be alright
那个时候一切都解决了
Cross has a very real message for suffering believers
所以十字架对受苦的信徒是很好的信息
And then we just conclude this survey with the letter to the Hebrews.
我们就是这样结束在这个希伯来书。
In the letter to the Hebrews, the cross shows how everything is brought to fullness and to finality.
在希伯来书给我们看见十字架是告诉我们说一切都带到那个丰满终结的境地。
Now all this relates to the house on its inside.
这一切都是连在那个圣殿的内容里面
It touches conduct
这是摸到了人的行为。
It touches character.
这也摸到了人的性质性格。
It touches order.
也摸到了那个次序制度。
It touches ministry.
也摸到了这个指使工作。
If the cross is in its place, everything will be affected.
若是十字架得到了它的地位，一切的事都要受到影响。
Now I have not just given you some Bible teaching.
我不是光光给你们一些研读圣经的东西。
I know that this is true.
我知道这是真实的。
I could tell you a story out of personal experience.
我能告诉你们我自己一个经历的故事。
I have seen all these problems solved just by preaching the cross.
我看见这一切问题得到解决，就是借着讲十字架。
I have seen a revolution in a church just by preaching the cross.
就是因着在那里传十字架，我在一个教会中看见有一个改革。
I have seen the Lord producing His new order just by preaching the cross.
就是借着传这个十字架，我看见主在哪里产生出一个新的秩序来。
The cross is the key to everything.
十字架乃是每一件事的一个所有。
Then what is true on the inside is also true on the outside.
这内容是这样，在外表也是这样。
It is the cross which affects the whole range of the church's influence.
这是乃是十字架会能够影响整套这个教会的故事。
The river comes by way of the cross.
那条河是借着十字架而流出来的。
That is the influence that goes out from the sanctuary to the whole land.
那就是说，那个效果是从那个至圣所流出去，一直流到全个圣地。
It is the cross which gives effectiveness to the ministry to the whole world.
乃是十字架才能叫人有一种的果效达到地极。
So the apostles preach everywhere Christ crucified.
所以使徒们到处是传那个钉十字架基督。
And then we note another thing.
那我们还要注意另一件事。
The altar was the great defensive against the enemy.
祭坛也是一个很大的保障来防范仇敌。
If you look in the book of Ezra,
若是我们来看以斯拉书
in chapter 3 and verse 3
第三章第三节
you have this
我们看见这样的话
they set the altar in its place
他们把祭坛放在该在的地位
for fear of the peoples of the land was upon them
为着那个仇敌是领导他们的。
Because fear of the peoples of the land was upon them, they put the altar in its place.
因为他们有这种惧怕，所以他们就把祭坛放在那个地位。
The cross is a great defensive.
十字架是很大的一个防范。
The cross defends us from